It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The newspaper industry was already struggling before COVID-19. According to the Poynter Institute, a media studies center, more than 50 outlets have closed or merged due to the pandemic. One of them was a North Texas paper that was shuttered during this year's economic downturn. KERA's Miranda Suarez reports on the consequences for its community.
A giant green sign downtown says, "Welcome to Mineral Wells, home of crazy." It's not an insult to the city's 15,000 residents. It's a reference to the so-called crazy water that helped fuel Mineral Wells' heyday more than a century ago.
In the early 1900s, thousands from all over the world came to drink the healing waters.
The city's mineral water was advertised to cure a whole host of ailments. As visiting Mineral Wells became more popular, businesses sprung up, and a newspaper was born. The first edition of the Mineral Wells Index rolled off the presses on May 5, 1900, and chronicled life in the city for the next 120 years. But not even crazy water can get rid of COVID-19. The pandemic drove revenue down and shuttered the paper for good in May.
The Mineral Wells community couldn't get that kind of sports or local news coverage anywhere else, and I don't think they ever will again, frankly.
That's David May. He worked for the Index for more than 15 years and served as a general manager, editor, and reporter all at once. The staff had dwindled to four. Still, he was surprised by the closure, which came as he was already preparing to leave for another job.
Just before my two-week notice was up, my publisher came in and told me the news that they decided to go ahead and merge with the Weatherford Democrat.
The nearby Weatherford Democrat is now responsible for covering Mineral Wells, too. These closures and mergers have become more common since the internet monopolized the ad revenue newspapers rely on. A recent study from the University of North Carolina found a quarter of American newspapers have disappeared since 2004. And according to UNC, the Index was the last newspaper in all of Palo Pinto County. An online publication called Good Day Mineral Wells has popped up in the Index's absence. But May worries whether complicated government issues will still get the coverage they warrant. And he doesn't have much faith in social media filling the gaps.
The rest of it's being left to, you know, Facebook reporting warriors, and some of those people can't even tell you what time it is looking at their watch.
One study from 2018 found voters have less influence when there's no news source keeping local politicians accountable to their constituents. Mineral Wells City Council member Beth Watson worries people won't be as involved in city government without the Index to summarize what's going on.
Some of these meetings are really boring. Let's just call them what they are.
The city hasn't just lost the paper. It's also lost a journalist with decades of experience. And Watson says David May's newspaper coverage helped facilitate conversation and even griping.
He was almost his own character in the little local dramas. And it is, again, like we're missing that thing for people to complain about.
The Index also won't be around to chronicle a plan to revitalize Mineral Wells. The grand old Baker Hotel, built for mineral water tourists in the 1920s, towers over downtown. It's been shuttered and decaying for decades, but it's finally undergoing renovation and could help the city become a tourist destination again. Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Raymond Greenwood says it should be up and running in a couple years.
A lot of the local stores or businesses have either expanded and or improved. Some of the vacant buildings are now housing new businesses in anticipation of visitors and growth 2 years from now.
There are a few signs of life in downtown Mineral Wells, including a trendy retail space that features clothing and home decor. One of the browsers is Mineral Wells resident Connie Upshaw. She talks about what a newspaper means to a city like Mineral Wells as people come in and out of the store to shop.
Kind of a sense of identity, like what's going on, the things that are happening in the town and the, you know, showing off the kids, you know, what they won at school and the teams and just a community that you lose when you lose your paper.
Upshaw knows the Weatherford Democrat has a Mineral Wells section, but she doesn't subscribe. She says the paper is still mostly about Weatherford anyway. I'm Miranda Suarez in Mineral Wells.